Hello.
It's office of business.
I'm sorry?
Is this a business or not?
No, this is the home care agency. Who is speaking?
Which one?
Family First.
Oh, well, that's how you should answer your phone. Yeah, I was just talking to Miss, what's her name, Miss Mimi. Is something, what's going on? Lord have mercy. Is this a legitimate company?
Yeah, of course, Marsha, right?
My name is Miss Stroman. I'm trying to find out. The woman says she found someone to come and help me. I just made a mess in my home. Glass all over the floor. And it was waiting. She said she had someone. So what's going on, please?
Let me ask her. 1 second. Hold on.
No, you told me that already. Please stop playing.
Okay, just a
second. Oh, my God. I'm going to call my service recorder and the cops. This is crazy. We are senior citizens who need help.
Marsha, I'm
well,
going
no,
to
I told
you.
I gave it to you five times already.
Okay, let me.
Either y'all make up your mind or you don't do this. What?
Let me speak to Sarah, okay? 1 second, please.
You said you spoke to her already.
I'm going to hold for a minute.
Nope.
I'm going to call her again.
No,
okay?
Excuse me. No, you said you asked her already. What happened when you asked her?
She said she's going to help you. Let me call her again. 1 minute. Marsha?
Yes.
Hi, Marsha. It's Sarah. We just spoke not even 5 minutes ago. Your caregiver is going to start tomorrow, and I am trying
I need
to
help
get you today. Someone to come over
I need
today.
I know. I need help.
I know, but it's not
Sarah,
something that's going to happen
excuse
in 5 minutes.
Excuse me. Can I say something?
I am going. Continue.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here. I'm surrounded by glass. I can't even bend over to get it.
I know, and
okay.
I spoke to you, and I explained. I am trying to get someone over to you. I have a couple of caregivers in the area, and I'm trying to get someone over to you. But it's not a 2-minute process. Like you're gonna have to give me a moment, and as soon as I get someone, I will let you know.
Did you give them my number? Because somebody called me.
I didn't give anybody your number.
Oh well, I was just saying if you did, because I can't. They're not saying anything. Somebody who called. So,
no, I didn't give anybody your number.
Okay, so what are you saying then?
I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to give you a call as soon as I have somebody to get over there today, okay?
So suppose you don't have anybody. What am I supposed to do, walk around this glass?
Well, I mean, you understand that even if I call someone now, it's going to be like a half an hour before they can get to you. They're not, like, in your building. You know,
I don't know.
Like, I'm
I
doing
know.
The best I can.
No,
yeah,
you,
I'm
no,
doing the...
You, Michelle, I don't think you are because you know that woman was not supposed to have come yesterday. And she said she told you this
why
morning.
Why wasn't she supposed to have come
because
yesterday?
Because she's not qualified for nothing. She was not qualified at
I'm
all.
I'm sorry. She's been a caregiver for several years. I apologize that you feel
for,
that
for
way.
For her boyfriend who stuck slammed her out of food and money. Now she's homeless because of him. So she was getting a check for just, and she said the
well,
check is going
to he's in the hospital, yeah.
He's in a nursing home somewhere. So
in
they're not even together.
Facility, yes.
They're not together. She said
I
that,
know this, but this is not your concern. I am getting
right,
somebody over
right.
to you.
It's not my concern, but she told me everything all day about
understood.
This mess that she's
and
in.
She's not, yep, and she's not your caregiver anymore, so don't.
She never was.
Her.
She was never, she would never, she never was.
Right.
She was not
Ms.
qualified.
Stroman,
she, should, she should not have even gotten paid.
Ms. Stroman,
she should not have gotten paid.
Okay, I am getting a caregiver to you, but the longer you keep me on the phone, the more difficult it is for me to get somebody over to you. I will call you when I have somebody, okay?
You should have called them already. I called you 3 hours ago, 5 hours ago.
No, excuse me. I've been staffing it. I found somebody who's able to start tomorrow, and then I just spoke to you five minutes ago.
I need help today.
Yes. And
I
so
called you
it
this
hasn't
morning.
Been 5 hours. It's been 5 minutes since I last spoke to you.
Well,
that
I called
you.
Since
you made a mess.
Yes.
I know.
But I thought you.
I'm working
I
on
thought
it.
You was, okay. Well, I thought
I have
you
a caregiver. I have a permanent caregiver for you that's able to start tomorrow. I don't.
Hopefully,
I didn't
qualified.
Find anybody who was able to start today. I'm going to be. So I will. I'm working on it, and I'll get it. And I will give you a call back. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. That, no, don't do that. That's, You said this is the respect where she is?
Marcia, we are working on it, okay?
I don't care. She's very disrespectful. And now I see why the other care workers are so disrespectful and nasty. With dirty fingernails and the wig and everything lopsided. People, she looked a mess. She shouldn't have. Where did she get them AIDS from? She's not even qualified. She doesn't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I hope I don't get cut because I do have to get to the bathroom. And my bathroom is one that ran the back of my hall. She could have gotten somebody 3 hours ago.
Okay, she is working on it.
Yeah, well, she should have worked on it.
I'll check in with her shortly, and I'm going to see what she's up to if she found someone, okay?
Well, I don't believe her, and I don't believe your company because they left that woman stranded last night, stranded and walking at home. She didn't even have her socks on.
Okay.
I had to give her another pair of socks.
Oh, really? Wow.
Just terrible.
I'm sorry to hear that, but let's work on this, okay?
Where you are located?
We're in Philadelphia.
Where?
Our office is on Winding Drive.
Oh, you're the one. Okay, your friend of mine has a company there too. He was awesome. He would never let me go through this, but I am surrounded by glass. Please let her know the importance of that. I can't be around it. I'm scared of, and I can't even cook. I can't even fix me anything to eat.
Okay, sure. I will. Okay. Let's be in touch soon, Marcia. Okay. Give us some time to find someone. All right.
Find someone for when tomorrow or when?
Tomorrow we already have for today.
And who is that? So I can see who you're talking about. Make sure they're qualified. Who is that?
Let me check.
Who has a uniform, a scrub set? Not coming here like this woman looked yesterday. Oh, this glass. Are you there?
I'm here. One second. Her name is Ronita.
Excuse me?
Ronita.
What's her last name?
Ronita.
How do you spell that, please?
R-O-N-N-E-T-T-A.
And what's her last name, please?
Johnson.
How do you spell it, please?
J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay, do you know anything at all about her?
She knows. I am not a staffing coordinator.
Okay, well, hopefully she's a professional and,
One second.
You know.
I need to answer the phone. Just a minute.